The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Remember, you can always reach out to us. You got stuff going on you want to talk to us about. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do that. This guy said, I had to share this story with you. I was working at an office in England. This was a couple of years ago. I worked at a small travel agency with a couple of guys and a few girls. One of the girls, pretty cool, totally cute, like 7 out of 10 at least. We'd have conversations, nothing really ever more than that. There was a little flirting, but nothing crazy. One day, though, my world was turned upside down. I was sitting at my desk. This girl comes over to me with some paperwork. We began talking, and I noticed something odd. There was an odor.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Odor.
My God, why?
Please,
God,
girl with
no.
An odor.
No, my God, no.
I don't like an odor.
Like
when it
a
took
musty,
such a terrible turn.
Musty, dank basement odor, like an old house with mold in it.
Basement odor.
Like you left some clothes in the washing machine for too long? Like a mud, like a mildewy,
like newspapers or something, like your grandparents saved.
I had a Vietnam War helmet, and it would smell. It had a smell to it like that. It was because it was just so old and been through so much.
I said to her, "Do you smell that?"
Oh no!
In hindsight, wasn't the best thing to ask. She said, "Yeah, what is that?" We both began sniffing. Then, out of nowhere, she looks down and does the upwards wafting motion.
No.
While sniffing loudly. I look at her with a mix of "what are you doing" and petrified horror.
Mm-hmm.
And then she uttered these words. "Oh boy, it's me. I have a smelly woo."
A smelly woo?
Maybe that's what British girls say. This was an English.
Oh.
I've got a smelly woo.
Well, go do something, for God's sakes.
I don't know what to do. It smells like a basement.
Woo, no.
Woo, woo.
Oh. Woo, poo.
He said, "My mouth literally dropped wide open, and my eyes grew as wide as dinner plates. Before I could say anything else, she casually smiled and followed up with, 'It gets like that from time to time.'"
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. Okay, well, it's been nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I'll never talk to her again.
We'll never speak with you again.
What do you do? Because I'd try to be nice still, you know. I'd be like, smelly woo, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, oh, yeah. You know, it's not that bad. I would have been like, oh, I barely smell it. It's just like something in the background.
Right.
And then I would just... But in my brain, I know what my brain's saying.
Well,
like, I'm never talking to you again. We can't ever speak.
Just make her feel better and let her know how sometimes your nuts smell.
Oh, that's nice. You know,
like,
what?
It's okay. You know what? Sometimes
you're
my
so
balls
sweet.
Get real,
yeah.
Real musty. It's, no, it happens. It's
yeah. Okay, you know? I'm sure my nice balls guy. Have smelled like a basement before.
Yeah. Just go get some feminine hygiene cream or something. And you know.
Yeah. Go to your doctor. That's what Lisa would say. Why don't you go to your doctor and see if something's wrong?
Yeah, just clean.
Normally, if it smells like a basement, something's going on down
something
there, right?
Wrong,
I've never
right?
heard of that.
No, I've never heard of one smelling like a basement.
A vagina that smells like a basement.
No, I mean, you hear the jokes, you hear the regular stuff.
Yeah, but
a
not
musty
that.
Basement.
No, yep. never.
What have
never
you done?
I got the old basement badge, guys.
What have you done to yourself?
It's real musty down there.
You got mothballs in there.
I know that smell. That smell they're talking about.
Yeah.
I do. We all do.
Yeah,
everyone does.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would never associate that smell.
Never.
Even with, like, bad times going on down there.
Yeah. I hate to do this.
What?
Oh, you hate to do it.
What are you doing?
You hate to do it.
Have you ever encountered a musty basement?
Oh, no.
You hate to
do it. It's too early, and thank God for that.
A musty basement. I'm just going to put it out there to see if this guy's alone or if this is a thing. 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969. Have you ever encountered a lady's musty basement?
Man's musty basement.
Yeah, like a man's. I mean, ours.
That to me makes more sense, though.
I know.
Guys have
right.
so much
you're
funk
right.
and odor. Right?
Yeah. I guess that we can't count that.
Funk and odor.
Funk and odor. That's when you band
it. Okay, ladies, don't call in. We already know.
Yeah, we know guys have
what
funk
you've been
and odor.
Through.
I mean, yes, of course. So guys are just like, do it, you. Yeah, what's wrong? I worked out for 6 hours.
Not acceptable.
Still not
acceptable.
Still not acceptable.
Still not acceptable. Got a lot of problems. You're right. Yeah. You got to keep it fresh, dudes.
Yeah. I think it's anyway, more about the rarity of, like, I don't care if you've got the old, you know, it smelled like trout, whatever. I don't care about any of that stuff. Right. I'm looking for this musty basement
musty
thing.
Basement.
Just because we've never heard it before.
This is how he described it. Musty, dank, basement odor, like an old house with mold in it.
Mm. Man, so it's like...
The only, like, when my house, I had that little flood couple years ago where the water just like ruined basically like 2 inches deep of my whole entire basement, ruined everything. And but as they were like drying it out, there was that smell of like, ooh, this whole place used to be soaked.
Yeah,
you know,
water damage.
Yeah.
So back to this guy here. He said, I immediately froze. I think my brain skipped like a scratch CD. I had no idea what to say, what to do. I had so many questions. Why does she call it a woo? Does she not wash her bits? Does she have a boyfriend? If so, does he approve of such blatant cleanliness issues? Mm. From that day on, I couldn't look at her the same. Mm. She was at least a 7 on the outside, but I knew it was just lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies. However, she continued her usual cheerful and happy self. It blew my mind. I have never met a cute and cool, well-put-together girl who turned out to be so gross and nasty. As I say in England, she turned out to be a right minger. Well, how can you tell us what that is and not explain it?
Minger. I don't know.
I'm going to say minger means girls whose vagina smells like a basement.
Oh, no. Don't they call it a minge?
Minger?
Minger?
Is that what
I
it
think
is?
They call, I think they
I haven't heard that.
I think they might call a vagina minge.
Oh, really?
There's a whole South Park episode.
It's not minger. It's funny. Yeah. It's minger.
Minger, maybe?
It's someone or something that is dirty, disgusting, ugly, smelly, trampy.
Okay, so that might not be. Might be minger.
It could be minger. You could be right. I'm just reading it wrong. He said, anyway, I just had to share that with you guys.
That's unfortunate. I never heard a call to woo. This chick's full of surprises.
Woo, yeah,
I've
never heard a call to woo.
She's got a smelly woo.
You storing old newspapers like down there, old comic
man.
Books.
Oh,
you got old comic books in yourself?
Comic books.
I wonder if it's like a medical condition or if it's like maybe because like a, I don't know, like a yeast. Could it be a bad yeast infection?
It could be. I don't know. I mean, think that she would know if it was bad.
I don't know if
she
those
could
are
care
musty
of
basement smells.
Never, yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
I've
what
heard
I mean.
That. Musty.
I'm looking up here. Vagina
body odor type
smells like what? Must like not?
Yeah,
must,
like yeah, it would dank, be mold.
Must or mold.
Vagina smells like mold.
Yeah, there you go. Mold.
Yeah, my vagina smells like mold. Type in that.
Again, it says possibly bacterial vaginosis.
Oh,
see, could be fixed, I guess, with the doctor.
I mean, that's listen. Any part of me starts smelling like mold.
You know
what you do. You go to Google.
You go to Google first.
My balls smell like mold. I mean,
she didn't seem to care. Yeah, she's like,
didn't.
Oh, no. it's like that sometimes.
So it's my smelly woo. What you do?
Yeah.
My smelly woo.
It's just my woo.
This guy texted, I had an encounter with a woman, didn't notice the musty basement smell till I was already hitting it from the back. The smell grew so strong, I had to go around on top and almost got sick.
I wonder if that's
got tested
a butt
monthly
thing.
For 6 months because I was so worried about catching something.
Yeah, the old basement smells a new one. I never.
I don't want any kind of smells. You don't want any kind of smells.
No, you don't.
No.
It's good ones.
On a regular line here, Anonymous is with us. Anonymous. So this guy said he worked with a woman whose vagina had an odor like a musty, dank basement. Have you ever encountered a basement vagina?
I sure did. And the thing about it was, I lost my virginity to this girl.
Oh, no.
Well,
you lost
didn't know what else to do.
To basement vag?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just thought it was a normal thing. I'm like, oh, this is how they smell. Mm-hmm. And I had a bit of trouble at first getting myself up there.
It shouldn't be, you know what I mean? When it's your first time, mm-hmm. you shouldn't have that.
Yeah.
Problem. So that, but when you run into the basement vag,
it's very confusing.
You know, He was like, don't
do it. I pushed through it, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I wanted to complete the process.
I guess.
Yes. I'm glad you did.
Yep.
But that's a weird first encounter, because then that could screw you up going down the road.
Yeah.
If you think they all smell like dank basements.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's appealing.
Once one doesn't, you're like, oh my God, this can be so much nicer.
Right.
Jeez.
But, poor guy. This guy said, I had one that smelled like a Subway once. Got off at the first stop.
Jesus. Yeah.
Someone else said she could have been wearing some old dirty pants and underwear out of the laundry pile.
No, she said. She said that it was her woo.
It was her woo. Yeah.
She said it's her woo that it smells.
Totally a woo.
Like she just gave that information up.
Yeah, she didn't try and hide it.
To a coworker. Can you imagine working with a woman who just said, oh, I got a smelly woo? Like she just talks to you like that?
No, I mean,
I'd be like, madam, you are foul.
Well, what's funny is that the guy was like, yeah, you know, she was cute. She was so cool. Like, she just could, you could talk to her and everything. It's like, yeah, but.
But.
Always a catch.
Always a but, right?
Yeah.
Always a catch.
Yeah. It's like, man, I'd love to just hang out with this chick. She's so, wait a second. Hold your horses, pal.
Right.
Her woo smells like a basement.
She got a basement woo.
You know?
That's always something.
Too good to be true.
Too good to be true. Got a basement woo.
Yep.
Damn.
That's damn. Basement woo.
Perfect, except for a basement woo.
You hate to smell it.
Rob, you do. Rob, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Have you ever encountered a musty, dank basement vagina?
I have. How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Good. So explain what happened.
It looked like a little sour chicken, you know, when it's been sitting out in the heat a little too long.
Sour chicken.
The smell of death was down there?
Not like a Chinese dish, like, Dave, no.
No.
Rotten meat.
No, I don't want it to smell like that.
No. All right, Rob. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Phone line.
Yep. I think his phone line's
dangling.
Yeah, his phone line was like that chick's.
I think he's calling us a piece of dead, rotten chicken.
Yeah.
So a guy, Ronan, is listening in Dublin right now, and he said we use that here in Ireland as well. As Andy pronounces, it is minger, silent G.
Minger.
Minger.
Oh,
minger.
What?
Oh, minger.
Minger.
Oh, wait.
No, that's. I don't know.
Silent or soft G?
It says, he says silent G, which would be minner.
Yeah, that'd be minner.
Yeah, like a minner.
Huh. Wow.
He said this, it's commonly used to define an extremely visually challenging appearance. And it comes from Scottish Gaelic, meaning septic vagina.
Septic vagina.
Septic vagina.
We had a word for that, Lise. We had a word for it. The Scots had a word for it.
Minge.
Septic vagina.
It's a minge. Your woo's gone, sir. Your woo's sir, like a basement. We have the decency to be wearing a skirt to keep things dry.
What is my dung are working for Surf Pro?
Like it never happened. I've got to go back in there and redo it. They've had a flood.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, thanks for listening from Dublin, Ron.
That's awesome.
The clarification there.
Wow.
Goodness gracious me. Josh is in Palm Harbor. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Penis.
Penis.
Have you ever encountered a musty, dank basement badge?
I dated a girl in high school, and it was probably the worst smell I've ever encountered in my life. And I work in law enforcement, so I've found some pretty gross things smell-wise.
Yeah.
Sure.
But this was a cross between onions, BO, and, like, you ever smelled a really bad taco stand?
Sure.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Usually I smell good tacos.
I remember.
Yeah.
No, it was bad. Like, not the tacos themselves, but the building.
Right, just
a, right. Just so, BO onions and a bad taco building.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it was disgusting. I would.
So, Josh, I can't cut you off without asking, did you hit that?
Did you?
I gave her the scratch and sniff and got the hell out.
Oh, my God.
All right.
My goodness.
Man. Yep.
Probably a good call.
That's a crazy move. After scratch and sniff.
You know what I mean? Like you scratch, and then you're like, you manage to.
You're like, I'm just going to stretch. Oh, work just called. I gotta go.
Just.
But don't you do morning radio?
yeah, and it's the same every day and everything, but I gotta go.
Yeah.
It's a huge Andy Green, huge Green Bean emergency. Green Bean
My
stuff.
My cat's called.
Yeah, yeah, Biddy's called.
Biddy's called.
Biddy's is in it. She's started a fire.
I just don't know how you bail. I don't know. I don't know how you bail once you're in so deep.
I hear you, Chuck.
When once you're in so deep, how do you bail?
It's real awkward, right?
You have to. Yeah.
You just came face to woo. Shower. You were face to woo, and then you got to dip out. That's a hell of an operation.
Oh my God! I came across one that smelled like an Italian sub inside a used hockey glove.
Used hockey glove is the worst smell of all time.
So you shove an Italian sub in there.
Hmm. That's terrible.
Might make it better.
Jeff's in Fort Myers. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you this morning?
Good. So this guy who was working in England had a coworker who was pretty hot, but then he describes her odor from her lady bits as musty, dank basement, like an old house with mold in it. Have you ever encountered that?
Yes, I have.
So tell us.
It was even worse than that. It was like there was a little bit of sour milk smell in it. Walked into my office one morning. We had two ladies that sat up front. She wasn't a seven, but she was more around a three. But either way, she was still very nice. But we smelled the smell when we walked in. And we started looking around, went to the back office, came up front, realized it was up front. Finally, the girl next to or the secretary on the left, she finally admitted that it was her. I didn't know what to say. Immediately left the room.
Yeah.
Well, when
she went to the bathroom.
That's so awkward.
When there's a whole office search party looking for the sour milk. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everyone's, all the guys are like, all right, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Yeah. We're going to find this sour milk.
And then we resented it. Well, we regretted it in the end. We're like, oh, we're sorry. She thought it happens every once in a while.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I was so embarrassing for her. I wish I would have known and never would have done it. Never would have gotten started.
Yep.
Would have walked away.
So tell me, what did she actually say?
I'm sorry.
Jeff, just one quick question. What did she actually say? Oh, that's my vagina?
This was probably 30 years ago. She says, no, that's me, because we walk right to her desk, and that's where the smell was strongest.
Man. Oh, yeah.
She didn't really discuss what it was that was smelling, just that it was her, so we had to assume that that's what the issue was.
You deduced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we weren't willing to go any further with it.
No, thank God. No.
And good.
They're walking around like the Ghostbusters detectors. You know, that pump thing.
And it goes right to her van.
Yeah. He looks up like, oops.
Jeff, thanks for listening to Fort Myers, man.
You guys rock.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
That's exactly what I was picturing, was the ghost detector.
Yep.
And one more call here. Nick's with us. Hi, Nick. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing all right. What's your comment?
Hey, more so of a question. I work with a gal that smells like, you know, grandma's basement.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you break it to her nicely.
Is it a big office? Is it a smaller place?
Like, how many people work there? Just estimate.
There's probably five or six of us in there at a given
enough.
Time.
Yeah, not Ooh, enough. Yeah,
no, that's not.
That's not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you have an HR department or anyone you can go to, I'm sure. It's just, I don't know what you do, dude. I really don't. You could maybe do like what that last guy did, pretend there's some sort of office odor you're looking for, and maybe she'll get the hint.
Yeah, it
could be.
Right?
Yeah. You know what you do? You do the Dave. So I know there's a million things that are called the Dave, but here's another thing that's called the Dave.
Okay, go ahead.
When you encounter a smell, so like Dave's office smells like sewage every once in a while to Dave. So then he got a some form of plug-in that was so strong it became 50 times worse than sewage. It was so strong. You do that, you put plug-ins everywhere. And then people will be like, oh, my God, like, why is there so many plug-ins? Oh, because it smells in here.
Yeah, there's a weird odor.
There's a weird odor in here.
There you go.
So we put all these plug-ins
in. That. Yep, plug-ins.
The Dave.
Plug it in. The Dave. Plug it in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the Dave.
Counteract with plug-ins. But make sure, overwhelming. So that people are like, why? What happened? And then it's not like you were bringing it up yourself. You're just like, oh, you know, there's a smell in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
People do get to the bottom of smells.
They do. And they will form a search party.
They will. They'll hunt you down.
Mm-hmm. A few more texts came in for this, too. Someone said, I had a girl I had a crush on since middle school come over about a year after graduating high school. Huge knockers.
Yes.
Got her pants off. All I could smell was burnt rubber and sweaty ass.
Hmm.
But I was on a 2-year dry spell and kind of drunk, so still smashed.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, burnt rubber.
Couldn't freshen up. Smells
like burnt rubber, though.
Burnt rubber.
It's probably just someone was in there a couple minutes ago.
That's it, right?
Wow.
It's the only thing that causes burnt rubber.
Like rubber smell?
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, rubber smell. That's the only way you get
like
the rubber.
Tires or
I know, no. Mm-hmm. Rubber smell.
Rubbers.
I was, Lisa, too, naively thinking of tires, not rubbers.
Yeah. Yes. Rubber. Smells like a sprint car race down here.
Yeah.
And this one, been with a girl. Smelt like the smoke coming up from the sewers of Detroit.
It's a bad smell.
Oh, my God. That smell?
That's a terrible smell.
That's like a mixture of homeless urine and poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And heat.
It's like you cook.
It smells like heat.
It's like like you've been brewing it for a while.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not what you want.
No.
No, it's really not.
You don't want a Detroit sewer badge.
Mm-mm. No.
Not at all. All right. So we did have an OBGYN say, the cause of stinky vaginas generally always either an infection that's easily treated with antibiotics or from an imbalance of pH in the vagina, also easily treatable. So ladies, if you have a basement vag, just go see your OBGYN. They can help you not smell like a basement.
Seems like these ladies don't care. It's like, oh, it's just like that sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go ahead and just say that's my woo,
you're a special girl, you know?
Yeah. You're probably not.
That's a nice way to put it.
On the forefront of keeping it.
Someone said the Grinch's penis shrunk two sizes that day when he smelled the stinky woo.
Oh, yeah.
All the woos down in Woo-Ville.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's not where you want to be.
No.
Not at all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, if you've seen The Tiger King, which we talked about yesterday, this documentary that's taken off like wildfire on Netflix, Shaquille O'Neal makes an appearance in it.
I forgot about the Shaq part.
Huh.
He visited that zoo back in the day, but then he also gave Joe Exotic a plug on Inside the NBA. People have been very critical of him because of that, saying, how can you be friends with this guy? This is what Shaq had to say yesterday about that. Take a listen.
So we go in there, and it's a beautiful place, and the character that was there was Exotic Joe. We take pictures with Tigers. We went back a couple times. Then we go back another time, and we find out that he's involved with all this stuff. And then I stopped going, but I had no idea all that stuff was going on. I don't harm Tigers. I love Tigers. I love white Tigers. And do I put donations to these zoos to help these tigers out? I do it all the time. Do I own tigers personally at my house? No. Again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him, never had any business dealings with him, and I had no idea any of that stuff was going on.
That said, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it changes a lot when you, because his name is Joe Exotic. When you switch it around, it changes it up. Exotic Joe.
Is that what I called him?
No, not you. Shaq did.
Oh, Shaq did. Okay.
Shaq called him Exotic Joe.
Yeah, he did.
Sounds like a stripper he visited over the weekend. It totally exotic. Changes. It changes everything.
I got the sausage special from Exotic Joe. Spiciest sausage in town.
I couldn't concentrate after he called him Exotic Joe.
Oh, God, good. I thought it was me. I tend to do that from time to time.
No.
Mess words around.
You were good. It was Shaq this time.
Okay, Shaq. Good. Blame it on Shaq. Yeah. Now, Shaq says he really likes Exotic Joe's show.
Yeah.
He's binged watched it. He said it's actually a good documentary. Mm. But he does not like the guy himself. Just wants to make people aware that he's not his friend. One more thing about this. When you think about Britney Spears' performance of I'm a Slave for You at the 2001 Video Music Awards, one image immediately comes to mind. Britney with that albino python draped over her shoulders.
Yes.
It's like a famous image, right?
Yeah.
What? Britney started the song off in a cage with a tiger and its long-haired handler. Someone figured out that handler was actually Doc Antle from the Tiger King documentary. He's the guy who allegedly keeps a harem of young ladies along with his exotic animals. And then someone dug up a picture of Britney at the 2003 VMAs where it looks like she's sitting next to another Tiger King star, Carol Baskin, the woman they alleged killed her husband. But apparently it's not her. It just looks incredibly like her.
Okay.
And it does. And the woman's even in like a leopard print outfit.
Wow. Mm.
That's crazy.
Britney's real close to tiger people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they use them in a lot of her music videos and different things like that. And to be honest, there's not a ton of people that are just breeding tigers. So
yeah,
there's only a few people that are going to be accessible to make that happen.
Yeah.
And like the guy that's got the harem of ladies, I believe he was used in a bunch of Hollywood films. Like he was the go-to guy for big cats or exotic animals.
Right.
They get put into movies.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like Gladiator had a bunch of tigers that they used, like in the Gladiator scenes.
Yeah, I'm not sure which movies. They kind of, I think they named some of them in the thing, but I've only watched two episodes.
Oh,
so
okay.
And then I checked out.
I decided I'm not watching.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah,
you're not going
to
watch it.
You know what, Lisa, and I think that's good. I mean, we're all animal lovers, but you're especially. It'd be hard for you to watch some of the scenes.
I don't think I'm interested.
Yeah,
other things to watch.
Outrageous aspect of it doesn't eclipse the fact that it's super sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Hard to believe there are certain people in the world that still don't know all this is going on right now, but some submariners have been kept in the dark.
Oh.
They emerged to this.
Yeah. They've just been down there in the middle of the sea.
You say submariners or submariners?
I always like, so there's a character in the Marvel Universe called the Submariner.
It's probably that.
That's how they say it, but.
Yeah.
Well, submarine workers, we'll call them here. Yeah. They are cruising the ocean deep.
Seamen.
Or the seamen. They're filled with seamen. They're purposefully shielding them from worldly worries to encourage undivided focus on their top secret missions of nuclear deterrence. They believe they are among the last pockets of people anywhere in the world who are still blissfully unaware of how the pandemic is turning life upside down.
You know what, though? What's crazy about that is going from 0 to 100. Like, we've been through it all. We've seen it get worse every single day, every single day, every single day. And, I mean, I'm sure it's taking a different type of toll on us because of that. But just, like, them popping the hatch on the old sub.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to bang every chick I see. Leave. I'm on leave. It's time for some bits. You know? Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm going to get ready. So, what?
Corona, we gotta stay in our room.
Coronavirus.
They're like, what? Sports. We're gonna watch some sports.
Drink beers in a bar.
First, I got my new One Side Surface, man. I'm gonna get laid. Drink in a bar so much, and I pass out at the bar. I'm gonna go see every rock concert.
Yep. I'm just saying.
Can't wait to go to my favorite restaurant.
Zero.
Enjoy a great meal.
Like you thinking everything's normal and then all of a sudden it's.
No.
Boom.
The worst.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
My buddy, we talked to him before, Banshee. He was one of my gaming buddies. He was a guy on a submarine for a long time.
Oh.
And he would like talk about just. They would just. Destroy stuff after they got off that boat.
Oh, can you imagine how pent up you are? You're in those submarines, like, they're walking constantly, like, through. They're not comfortable.
He also said, like, 300 guys went on the sub and 150 couples came off the sub.
Oh, my God.
Underwater bank fest.
Underwater bank fest.
Another joke. That was another one of his jokes. You know, he said.
Isn't there a guy in our building that was. Didn't he work on a submarine?
I don't know that.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dave.
Yep.
I don't know who you're talking about.
So, mariners aboard ballistic submarines are habitually spared bad news while underwater to avoid undermining their morale. This is according to current and former members who served aboard France's nuclear-armed subs. So any crews that left port before the virus spread around the globe are being kept in the dark about the extent of it right now.
So you don't get any kind of social media?
I guess no social media, no news. They can't have any access to the outside world.
That's crazy. So, like, the last thing, you're like, they are. They're probably excited about all kinds of stuff. Oh. They're like, Rage Against the Machine is reuniting, and I'm going to go. I'm going to get tickets as soon as I pop up. As soon as we pop up, I'm getting those tickets. Oh.
That one hurt Andy.
God. Yeah, I looked over at James. I looked over at James. Yeah.
Because I'm one of those seamen with that same feeling.
Yeah.
Just
summary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have their fault. Seem, maybe.
Sad. Would you like to, I got to say right now, part of me is envious. If I knew my family on the outside was being kept safe, I'd rather not know.
Well, I think like if you don't know, then you're not anxious. You're not, you think everything's about. Fine.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss. So if I could just put my head in the sand right now until this all ended, just talk about,
I think a lot of us feel that way.
It would be great. So I kind of am envious of these guys. Yeah. As long as I said, their family's safe, I'd rather not know about it. I'd rather just go about my business, normal life, as if life's still okay on the outside.
Yeah. But then you'd have to be on that sub the whole time.
That would be terrible.
You know,
well, they probably are going to be anyway.
Well, yeah,
they're probably going to be anyway.
I don't know. It depends how long you're on that sub for.
They last up to 70 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time.
So they'll get off the sub and it'll still be.
Well, sure, but at least they'll have 2 months stress-free.
I just can't imagine the isolation of a sub into the isolation of you have to stay in your house.
Yeah, it's crazy. You might, I don't know if you're better armed. You must be better armed for it.
Oh, yeah, you're used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, your house is a luxury compared to a submarine.
Yeah,
right.
I think you sleep in the same bed as another guy.
Yeah.
Like you switch.
Really?
You go work, I'm going to sleep.
That's the way I had to do it in radio. When we went through the ice storm back in the 90s, and we were the only radio station broadcasting for, hundreds of miles, they gave us one hotel room that had power and heat. And we just had to take turns in it, and they didn't change those sheets very often.
Oh, you had to sleep in other radio people's sheets.
Yeah, another radio people's bed.
I slept in other radio people's sheets.
Oh, my God, that's the darkest radio story I've ever heard.
It was real bad.
We covered a snowstorm, and we all
And I say hotel, that's I'm being gracious. It was a motel.
Yeah, motel.
But they had the power station and heat, and no one else did. And they offered us one room during this because we were emergency broadcasting.
Oh, my God.
It was dark times.
Climb right into a warm bed already.
Yeah, and it was guys all around like
from
my
a man,
age, right?
From a radio man?
From a radio man.
Another radio man's warm
small
bed.
Small market radio man?
Yes. What do you think small market radio men are doing in their bed?
Oh, wow. I know what they're doing.
Michael was doing cocaine and jerking off. That's what's happening.
Yep.
I can't believe he could even afford cocaine.
He made a way. Low quality.
Yeah, he found
a way.
You're giving up some rent money here and there. Yeah. It's expensive.
Yeah, no, it was dark. It was definitely dark times, but you did what you had to do, right?
Sleeping in another man's. I don't like the warmth of another man.
You'd let them cool. You would let them cool before you jumped in.
Yeah, pull them back.
Shake them out at least. I always shook them out.
Ooh.
You don't want pubes on you.
Tell you would know if I slept in your bed. I'd leave a lot of little hairs around.
Yeah. And probably an odor.
Yeah.
Yeah, hairs and
sweaty.
Odor.
Hairs and an odor.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Was a pit bull behind the wheel during a high-speed chase?
They cannot drive.
No, they don't know what they're doing.
When you can't be around other humans, I guess this is how you improvise when you need some help. There is a 51-year-old guy from Lakewood, Washington, who got into a high-speed police chase
in his 1996 Buick.
Oh, man.
Very nice.
And as the cops were chasing him, they realized he wasn't driving. His pet pit bull was behind the wheel.
Mm. Don't
do that.
What was
going through that dog's mind?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did he think he was like, this is the best day of his life? He's doing what humans do? Or he was like, I can't drive?
He's like, I just want to be a good boy. I'm not qualified.
But the guy was in the car.
Yeah, well, yeah. I didn't see the... Is there a video of this?
There was. You couldn't see, like, it was all from traffic cams.
Yeah.
You couldn't really make out anything.
But he's in the passenger seat? And
yes.
Then the dog is driving?
The car was going over 100 miles per hour.
Man. So it had to be on cruise control.
He told the cops he was teaching the dog how to drive.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
So the pit bull was in the driver's seat. He handled the wheel and had a stick on the gas pedal.
So he was pushing the gas for the dog. Well, Peppers, it's up to you. We're in the middle of a high-speed chase. They had like a real Thelma and Louise moment. You're going to have to take the wheel, Peppers. I'll operate the pedals. And you just drive your little cute little heart out.
That poor dog was just like, I don't know, I guess. Guess I'm driving. He's like, I never sit on this side.
I don't have thumbs.
Car was going over 100 miles per hour.
Mm.
The guy wound up hitting two other cars before the cops stopped him with spike strips.
Mm.
Amazingly, no one was hurt. He was charged with a DUI, reckless driving, hit and run, and felony eluding. Peppers is not facing any charges.
Peppers. Poor Peppers.
There's a picture of the car in the ditch after.
He's like, yeah, my dad is crazy.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All I ever wanted was to be a good boy.
So funny. Like, I know my dog would be like, wait a second. You want me to sit in your chair? You know, like he knows, like, hey, move. You know what I mean? Like, he knows it's not his spot.
Yeah.
So.
But see, imagine you're one of the officers in this chase and you pull up beside this car and there's a pit bull behind the wheel that's been hitting 109 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'd be like, things have gone bonkers.
Peppers was taken to an animal shelter. Mm. After the owner was arrested.
Well, sure.
His days of thunder are behind him.
Yeah.
That's how all the other dogs would happen.
I mean, he's like, you guys are never going to believe this. My owner had me in a high-speed chase. I don't have thumbs. My paws were on the wheel, and I didn't know what I was doing.
He's one of the very few driving dogs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There has to be another one.
There's got to be driving dogs.
There's got to be at least a couple of them.
All right, I'm going to the YouTube.
There's got to be at least a couple dogs who drive.
Dogs.
I'm a driving dog.
Let's look it up. Well, there's Toonces the cat, right? That was from the set.
Yeah.
Meet Porter, the world's first driving dog.
I like Porter.
Porter, what are you doing?
He's driving.
What? Aww.
Dude, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's so good. Let's burn some rubber.
Yeah.
So smart. We taught three to drive a mini.
Let's go. Oh, boy. The worst music of all time in this video.
Look, starting the car.
Yeah, he's like, let's do it.
This is amazing.
He's like, can you get me a cooler car?
Yeah, he's like, what is this, a mini?
There it goes.
It's a real bitch mobile.
Yeah, you got to buy at 12 o'clock, too.
Yeah.
Looking out the side.
He kind of drives cool. Yeah.
Just cruising for bitches.
That's exactly what he's doing.
You watch dog driving all day.
This is incredible footage.
Hey, how's he going to turn? How's he going to turn, guys? Hold on.
Oh, he's got it.
Is he going to?
He's turning.
Yeah, look at him.
He's turning, guys.
He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Back up, lady. What are you, crazy?
Amazing.
She's got treats there.
I'm a dog.
Yeah.
It's like, I better get a good treat after this.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's real stressful.
He's like, I'm a good boy.
Ease it back. I'm going to ease it back now. Straighten her out.
Let me see what this thing can do.
Oh, he went on the lawn just a bit.
A little bit. That was in parking.
He made it all the way around the corner.
Just for a couple pets.
That's amazing.
I'll take it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's the best thing I've seen today.
Yeah, so look at the thriving dogs. There's three of them here. This is Monty, another one.
How'd Monty do? Look at Monty's
let's get
ready.
To Monty.
Good boy.
All right, Monty, you're clear to go.
Gun in it.
See you, bitches. I'm out.
This is amazing.
I knew there'd be driving. I knew there'd be driving dogs.
This is my new hole I'm going to fall in.
Yeah. I like that they take it real easy, dogs. I'm in no hurry.
No.
They're out for a Sunday stroll.
Really, how you doing, ladies?
Hey.
I got to turn now. I got to turn.
Bitches. Oh, jeez. These turns are rough.
Well, they have no thumbs, like you said.
Yeah.
He's like, I got it.
But he's doing. Look at him.
He's like, Monty's going to run you over if you don't back up.
He's like, this sucks.
This is terrible. You're making me excited. You're making me too excited.
And I'll just straighten it out.
I love when they straighten it out. Yeah. They go one hand, just cool style, too.
They really do. Oh, break. He's hitting the brake. Man, they're super well trained. I hate to tell you this, but it looks like a dog's riding a motorcycle right underneath.
Are you serious?
It's recommended for us. Dog bike video.
Is that an
Indian? I don't know.
Oh, okay, no. It's just a dog on a bike.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he's riding it.
No.
Jeez.
No, he's not riding it.
No, Monty.
There's one more dog here I saw.
Yeah.
I thought I saw. What's the other one?
Maybe not.
Oh. I thought there were three. They showed three.
They showed three, but they only have Porter and Monty.
It must have been a colossal fail. The
other one
failed.
The
third one must have been able to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They test out their skills on a track.
Lisa saw Golden, and she almost lost it. Those are the ones that are like a family.
I think this is.
Because it's the end of a tough year for many people, and sometimes we simply need cheering up.
Oh my God, this thing's so long.
It was a tough year too, huh?
Not as tough as this one, pal. 2012. 2012 was a tough year.
Wait till what's coming.
Okay,
I'm not entirely convinced the dogs have a clue what's going on, but this is a story that's traveled as far and wide as any other New Zealand story we can remember this year. It's been everywhere. Tristram Clayton, who first brought us the story a week ago, is there. Tristram, D-Day.
Tristram?
Welcome to Tristram. West Auckland, where it really is D-Day.
A
report.
I know, they really went with it for a while.
All right, anyway, let's get to the racing.
You're a good boy there.
So this was like live.
Oh,
they
my God,
did.
The reporter is live in the car.
Oh, he's
car
in the car with the dog.
That is scary.
Wait. He started that.
Where's he going? He's jumping over the car.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's dead.
We're about he's to die really live. Die live.
It's not working.
That didn't
work. It's not because there's someone in the car with him.
You can't have somebody in the car with him. He's not
he doesn't like him. He doesn't like that guy.
He's not a Lyft driver.
No. He's like, get me out of here. This crazy guy's beside me.
I know this guy.
And it's failed. And it's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's too bad. You know what? You don't...
It's better when you don't have to hear the lady, too.
Yeah.
Whatever she said. Shut up!
The dog's like, I got a lot of pressure on me! I'm a dog! I'm on the news! I'm on camera for the first time! I'm driving! You got me too much! It's too much to ask! I was trying to be a good boy!
Oh, my God. Listen, just do yourself a favor today. Go to YouTube, type in driving dogs, and watch the first couple of videos. Amazing.
Yeah.
There are some driving dogs.
There are. They exist in the world. This guy who had his pit bull drive, he's not alone.
No.
Other dogs have taken the wheel before.
His dog was going 100 and some miles an hour.
That's different. That's a bit different.
Yeah, that is a bit different.
Yeah.
Apparently, Bigfoot hasn't gotten the memo about social distancing. Littleton, North Carolina is a 674-person town on the North Carolina-Virginia border. And it's freaked out right now over four recent Bigfoot sightings.
Really?
The newest one was less than 2 weeks ago. A guy named Jesse Walker was taking out his trash when he saw Bigfoot.
How you doing?
Are you Bigfoot?
He said he was real tall. He had big hands.
Damn.
His fur was real black, and he was shaggy.
You Bigfoot just wandering around. You know about that coronavirus, right?
Of course we do.
You gonna get it?
Oh, yeah.
You still show sign? Need some social distancing here, fella. You smell like ass.
Ooh, I touch everything.
Oh, gross.
My booty have smelled real bad.
Super bad.
Jesse recorded some video here.
Okay. All right, so we're taping you now.
Yeah, this is how you know it's real.
Did he see him?
Bigfoot.
Who's he?
And that was just no more than, what, 20 minutes ago?
That's right.
His eyes are going two different ways, but the weird way.
They're going right. Real far.
They're both going outward. Yeah.
Behind the house that you're staying in.
That's
I can't say he knew what he saw.
Can you tell us a little bit more?
Well, he was black. He was all bent over. He had big. His feet were real big.
Is he scared?
The lady's crying.
They're bawling.
They're scared.
Did it scare you?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
What's happening, you guys?
I don't know.
He was real tall. He had big head.
Oh, my God. What would the fur look like?
Oh, it was just like, his fur was real, real black, and it was shaggy.
Was long.
Long, yeah.
Could you see the face at all?
Yeah.
What did that look like?
Well, look, he looked, all I know that he looked tall.
Oh, God.
Does the face look hairy, too?
Yeah.
It's happening. The craziest Bigfoot sighting I've ever.
See you.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was bawling.
Another daytime sighting, middle of the day.
That's right.
Right now it's approximately 1 o'clock, so
yeah,
a little past.
I don't think they're all.
So this is a midday sighting.
No, they're there.
He says that three clicks.
The fourth sighting in the same area. Did you
don't
breathe
think
before this?
I think they got problems.
Well, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I believe what people told me, but it's because it's real now.
Now
obviously
it's upset you quite a bit.
Yeah.
You came right here to tell us.
Yeah.
He's definitely been hit in the head.
Okay. This is nuts.
What we'll do is we're going to probably set up a camera in your backyard, and I'm going to go out and look and see what else we can see, because this is amazing that we're seeing something like this.
Yeah.
At least he calmed down. He's getting
thank
a grip
you so
about
much
it.
For the
interview. Okay.
Somebody better call Matt Moneymaker in.
Why is the woman bawling her eyes out?
I don't.
She's still bawling or laughing now?
I don't know.
I don't know if she was laughing.
I think that was crying.
That was the cry.
Was crying.
I know she was crying off the top. I couldn't tell.
Bigfoot was like, listen, I found the weirdest couple I've been up here to. And this guy, they're going to cry for sure. And this guy has game show post hair.
Yeah.
And he buttons his shirt all the way up to the top.
And his eyeballs go two different ways.
I'm going to appear to him while he's taking out his trash. Really?
Of all the times we've seen people reacting, never once has someone cried, been so disturbed that they cried.
Because.
What, Lisa, it's real? No, he's not.
He's good.
I don't know.
He's just making a lot of noises because she doesn't want to say bonkers. She's making a lot.
I don't know about bonkers. I don't even think he's bonkers.
No, you don't even think?
He's struggling.
He's struggling.
All right, I'm going to tweet this out so you guys can see this footage for yourself because it's something you got to see.
Do we know this guy's name at all?
The guy who spotted him?
Yeah. I wonder if there's other videos of this guy.
Jesse Walker.
The guy on the video?
Yeah, Jesse Walker.
Yeah,
the guy
Walker's
with
the guy on the video.
Let's find about.
Yeah,
let's
look in do a deep dive on Jesse Walker.
You mean the guy who they interviewed?
Yes.
Yeah, you think he's going to be out there on other stuff?
I don't know,
no,
Dave.
Just like, you don't think he has social media?
I don't know. He has a computer.
I don't know, Lise. I mean, he's.
Now, you want me to look up Jesse Walker?
Yes. Yes, please. Yes,
there's got to be something about him.
There's got to be.
I want to see.
I don't think so. That was his first time ever on camera.
No,
Jesse Walker.
I don't think he's drunk. Is that what you were implying, Chuck?
No, I don't think he's drunk either.
Oh, okay.
No, I think he's fallen and he.
I think you said it best. Was struggling.
Struggling.
He's a struggling.
No, he's not anywhere to be found.
No.
You can't just find Jesse
Walker.
Well,
not on YouTube. Just do the old Google.
I'll do the old Google.
That's his interviewer.
Yeah, that's the Bigfoot expert.
Jesus.
This must, in this town, they've had several sightings through the years.
This guy is terrified, and his wife is bawling as well.
His wife is
terrified.
No. That's okay.
Fourth recent. It's just all about this is going to come up. Okay. Bigfoot sightings.
All right.
I truly have never seen anybody have that reaction to Bigfoot.
I haven't either.
Me either, really. Like, so upsetting, like it's flipped your whole world upside down.
Oh, you can see.
You know, Bigfoot is the harbinger.
But so,
yeah,
here's a story from 3 years ago in the same little area in North Carolina, Littleton. And
we might have played this one before.
North Carolina town, something big is spooking residents. Multiple people have claimed to see a large furry animal trudging through the woods.
There's now even a museum dedicated to the sightings of what some are calling Bigfoot. CBS North Carolina's Carly Griffith has more from Littleton.
I literally could see him from all the way over here. I started hearing it.
Tiffany Merrill recounts the morning she saw a creature weaving through the woods behind her house.
It was very large, and its hair was super long, and it was running so fast.
Right away after, so could it have been a hunter, a guy in a ghillie suit, or a bear?
That's not like a bear, and it wasn't like a coyote. I've never seen anything like that whatsoever.
Stephen Barcello is a cryptozoologist. He investigates sightings of creatures whose existence hasn't been proven. He says Merrill is not the only one who's seen what he believes to be a Bigfoot.
There's a lot of people in this town that have had sightings who still won't come talk to us just out of fear of being ridiculed, and that's very common.
Barcello says one reason for the recent sightings of the creature may be this. There have been logging of forests all around Littleton for the past 6 months, possibly disturbing the creature's habitat.
A sighting at nearby Medoc Mountain State Park turned up a good find for Barcello. An abnormal footprint he was able to cast and show to park rangers.
We brought it in. They ended up calling another ranger in and another ranger, then the superintendent, and they had all bets were off. They had no idea what it was.
The unidentifiable print is now displayed in the museum he's created in his Littleton home.
No, Barcello that's not a museum. That's your
never
home.
Seen a Bigfoot,
a museum.
And he may never be able to prove its existence. But he can certainly draw in a curious crowd that will boost his town's tourism.
We're putting Littleton on the map, which is good. So, and that's for a positive reason and for a fun reason.
In Littleton, Carly Griffith, CBS North Carolina.
So he put a Sasquatch statue in his living room and made it a museum.
Yes.
I don't know you can do that.
You can make your own museum at home at any time about anything you want.
That's incredible. I'm going to do that today.
Yeah. Open a museum today.
I'm one step ahead of you, Andy. You already got a donger museum in my house.
Yeah, that's true.
Welcome to the House of Dongs.
Yeah. There's only two now in the world.
Make your way through the gift shop. We'll take your picture with the Incredible Hulk's wiener.
Amazing.
Someone said the guy who we first watched who broke down in tears looks like a wacky Bryan Cranston.
He kind of does. Like, yeah. I could see him playing him in a movie.
But in all the times we've talked about Bigfoot through the years, the first time we've ever seen anyone react that way. Like, it brought them to tears. They
At
were
the same
so
time,
terrified.
If you find some older challenged man with some form of head trauma... And you get
struggling.
Your buddy, a guy who's struggling, is outside trying to get the trash cans, and that's hard enough. And then you get a buddy, to real tall buddy of yours, dresses up like Bigfoot, and then it's like, boo! And, he's like, oh my God.
No, stop it.
What happening?
Well, you can watch the video and judge for yourself. We tweeted it out. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. Go check it out.
It made him cry. It made him cry. And I gotta assume his wife also struggling.
Yes.
Struggling couple.
They were struggling and crying.
Looks like a lot of people in Littleton struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But the only thing that makes me weirded out by this is like, so something happens to this guy. And this guy runs to this guy who just happens to be in Littleton and has a museum in his home. It makes me seem like it's real fishy. Sorry.
Of course it is.
Oh, you think? Yeah.
Well, come on. you're trying to get people to go to your house museum.
Yeah, he's trying to put Littleton on the map.
Right.
Yeah. The positive things.
It's a bad time to do that.
I know. No one can travel.
You want it to museum. Boom. Your business is going to boom right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
It looked lame. It looked real lame.
Yeah. I mean, he got the Sasquatch thing that was in the Sky Mall magazine. That's where you get that Bigfoot. It is. It was in the Sky Mall. I almost bought it many times.
You did, really?
Yeah. Mm. Because it's supposed to go in your backyard, and it's like a funny ha-ha.
Yeah.
But,
well, judge for yourself.
He's got it in his living room museum.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.